the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just ponder for a moment. How many people have a landline phone at home? How many have a mobile? How many have more than one mobile in their household? And that's not including the ones you've kept but no longer use. These days we're used to always being in contact. And paradoxically, given the last 12 months or so, effectively, we are never away from our loved ones. Technology's moved on a lot. If you remember the first mobiles, they were clunky and had a car battery, and you had to shout as well. My first mobile phone was provided by the company and came with two batteries, as one wouldn't last a day. Now, provided you are a teenager, you can walk, talk and text all at the same time. And as we know only too well, communication is such an essential part of our beings. Sometimes we get problems though where the mobile signal isn't very good. Trying to get a signal in the churches around here is a challenge, which in a way can be quite good. You might have tried some of the following to get reception when you've been in different places. Something you'll say like, I'll stand by the window, I'll go outside, I'll go to the front of the house or the back of the house, or something like that. But sometimes the reception goes. It will come back, but that will be when you're somewhere else. But sometimes it just goes. Communication is like this. Sometimes it's clear and sometimes we can't understand or hear. It's the send 3 and 4 pence, we're going to a dance scenario. I think you know the reference, but just in case you don't, it's send reinforcements, we're going to advance. Communication with our loved ones, wherever we are, whatever time, has always been available to Christians. It doesn't need technology, it's simply called prayer. For all of us, prayer is sometimes easy, sometimes interrupted, and sometimes just feels difficult, dry even, as though we don't have reception. And this lack of reception can come at any time, and for no apparent reason. But most of us have a time where we feel unfulfilled in prayer. The disciples suffered with this. They asked Jesus, "Teach us how to pray." It's not a new phenomenon, but it is difficult, and it is a difficult one to bear. In the Gospel today, Jesus is in a long prayer to his Father, to God, our Father. And he prays for us today, each one of us knowing that we will face difficulties at times. Jesus gives us a pattern, also gives us the certain knowledge that he has and is praying for us. He says, I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. So think of it. Jesus prayed for us, not just the disciples, but for us. He prayed for us in community, both with him, the Father, and the Spirit. So Jesus has interceded for us. His model in the passage is for himself, the disciples, and us. Indeed, a full community. A community support one another. They may have prayer groups, prayer chains. It might be our daily prayers. It could be prayers we say when just going about our daily chores. They really don't have to be special. And conveniently, we're all on the same network. And we'll never use up our data allowance. And if you're not certain about that, just ask a teenager. But what about when prayer times are hard? For most of us, difficulty in praying is not due to ignorance. We know prayer is important and that it should be a priority. There are many Bible verses that tell us that prayer is imperative. It's as fundamental to us as breathing. Imagine if everyone was always having a chat with God during the day. Perhaps to stretch the phone metaphor, to the same amount as some people spend on their phones. Perhaps we can walk and pray at the same time. But maybe not adding texting as well. For most of us, difficulty praying is not due to lack of benefits. If we listen to testimonies of those who have fervently prayed, we know its value. Prayer is powerful. In the letter of James, it says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." So why do we find that we have difficulty in praying? Well, probably we underestimate the work involved in praying. We need to be active, alert, clear-minded, self-controlled, persevering, which means not just finding 10 seconds. And let's face it, it takes longer than that to say the Lord's Prayer. And just saying the Lord's Prayer daily is a great starting point. You see, we can't be passive or lazy about praying. It's too easy to lose focus or even fall asleep. The disciples did that, and I've done that at times, to be honest. Sometimes we underestimate the role of the Spirit in helping us pray. We're told we don't have to find the words. But we do need to be constantly walking in the Spirit, dependent and yielding. And then the Spirit intercedes for us. We can't be making excuses that we don't know what or how to pray. We have a helper. We need to trust. After all, it's not as though we're hoping that predictive text will be right. Perhaps one of the biggest things is that we overestimate our own ability to deal with life. Or put simply, we sin. We think we know better and that we can usually do better left to our own resources. Or put it another way, did any of us ever have to teach a child to be naughty? But the point about this time between the Ascension and Pentecost is that Jesus has risen to heaven and is our advocate sat at God's right hand. Our prayers are heard and Jesus is there to make certain the conversation doesn't lose reception. But we do have to place the call in the first instance. Now, a little boy has been misbehaving and is sent to his room. And after a while, he emerged and informed his mother that he'd thought things over and then said a prayer. "Fine," said the pleased mother. "If you ask God to help you not to misbehave, he will help you." "Oh, I didn't ask him to help me behave," said the little boy. "I asked him to help you put up with me." With prayer, we will see the benefits. We will be heard. There will be unexpected things that we value greatly. And the great thing is that God, through Jesus, knows each of our numbers. And through Jesus, the signal will never fail. And we'll never be out of credit. So make that call and make it today. Amen. God forgive.